You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. Yesterday, I came to you from somewhere on 295 South. Today, I'm coming to you from my office on a early morning, but it feels good to be stationary talking to y'all. But hey, what I want to talk to y'all today about is the Sixers and their quest to go after free agents. At the end of the season, Brian Colangelo said the team had two options. One was if they got two draft picks, they will continue, they could possibly continue a slow, like, organic path to rebuilding, you know, basically saying we're going to let these young guys grow, right? Now, if they only got one draft pick, which was the second plan, plan B, he said he would consider going after free agents to basically augment for augment to the draft pick that they got. Okay. He was asked about it after the draft, and he said one of those things where, yes, we might do that, we consider it. He was asked again yesterday, and he basically, you know, downplayed it, kind of softened it, and saying it's just one of the options. Believe me, he's going to go after free agents. The fact that he didn't get two first-round picks, and even if he would have gotten two first-round picks, if the first-round pick wasn't a desirable one, and what I mean by desirable, if it wasn't the one of the four, if it was the one of the five, if it wasn't the one of the four, I think he would have kept both of them. He might have traded the four, but if say like if it was like the four and the six or something like that, I could see him moving them, basically giving it to Boston, who had the first pick, and try to give some additional draft picks and a player to move up. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you know, when you factor in and you see that Markelle Fultz is the alpha dog of the team, and of all the draft picks, I mean alpha dog of the draft, and of all the draft picks, he possibly fits best with the Sixers, you know, I would consider giving that up and possibly more for him, because I think that, you know, I hate to say it, they missed out on the missing piece of what the team needs right about now. But so free agency is the way that the Sixers are going to go, or at least they're going to attempt to go. And the reason why there's a lot of might and may is because, let's face it, you know, if you can't get the free agents you want, you don't want to parade it and let everybody know, hey, we're going to go after big name free agents, you know, knowing that the Sixers only won 28 games. And the people in Philadelphia, 28 games is a lot of wins. It is, compared to winning 10 the previous season. But come on now, 28 win team. You were the fourth worst team in the league. Yes, you do have Joel Embiid. Yes, you do have Ben Simmons. Yes, you do have Dario Saric. But that's a hard draw to bring in the top-notch free agents when they can go other places who are basically have maybe not as much money as the Sixers, but they have a lot of money. And with these crazy caps, and then the teams are also better positioned to win a championship quicker than the 76ers. So, today's Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly Daily News, and you know, you could go on philly.com, you know, I listed, you know, several names who I think the Sixers should go after. Now, I did omit names that I know the Sixers have no shot of getting. For instance, Kevin Durant, forget about it. Gordon Hayward, nah, bruh, I don't see it happening. Steph Curry, come on now. You know, Blake Griffin, and I don't even think they would want Blake Griffin. Chris Paul, no, sir. You know, So with the right there, these are the top five projected free agents. These guys are rated the top five free agents this year. The Sixers don't have a chance at them. You know, you guys know how I feel about Kyle Lowry. I said he would be a great free agent, you know, addition here. You know, I was criticized by some because I said that I feel like they should give him the 4-year max to bring him. You know, and I think that's the only way that the 76ers could get him. So they have to think long and hard about that. But I'm not going to go too far in depth about Kyle because you guys know how I already feel about him. Now, the one thing I will tell you is that, you know, I think that Kyle may stay in Toronto. I know he's telling people he wants to win the championship. But there's certain teams who he can go to win a championship. I think there's two. Like, there's Golden State, but Golden State is going to re-sign Steph Curry. So he'll be a backup point guard. He's a three-time All-Star. You don't want to go somewhere you're going to be a backup point guard. Maybe he could go to Cleveland. You know, maybe. But then what are you going to do with him and Kyrie? Is it going to be one of those things? Is he going to be a backup? And secondly, if he goes to those two places, he's not going to be able to get a max deal. So, you know, to me, you know, it's either, you know, you could go somewhere, you're not going to get paid, or you could go to Toronto and, I mean, or remain in Toronto and see what they can do. Or, you know, if you're just trying to get some money and get a new scenery and come home. But, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about him. Actually, I spoke a little bit longer about him than I originally wanted to. You know, Paul Millsap, nah, he ain't come. Drew Holiday, now I didn't mention Drew Holiday in today's paper, but he is an option. I mean, he's a guy that they can tend to go after. You know, he would be a little bit cheaper. You know, Drew, you know, he had a pretty good year, productive year. He averaged 15 points, 15.4 points, 7.3 assists, and 3.9 rebounds. You know, the thing about him, he's highly productive when healthy. You know, but the issue is, can he stay healthy? That's the problem. You know, he made $11 million last year. The Sixers, I'm pretty sure to come back to Philadelphia, he's going to want a pay increase. So that's something they have to factor in. I don't know if one of those things where they say, hey, let's just give him $20 million a year. I mean, they may decide to do that. And but again, you know, he's regarded as the eighth best free agent. So he's going to have some suitors. But again, I think that the Sixers may outbid other teams for him, you know. But if I'm new, the Pelicans, I'm trying to fight hard to keep him there. Now here's a guy that interests me, Delano Gallinari. I mean, you know, this guy, you know, he's listed as a small forward, but he's 6'10". You know, played with the Denver Nuggets this season. You know, Denver, what he did is he had a player option. He had a player option like Kyle Lowry, and he opted out of it. But he's a guy who's listed as a small forward, but can also play the four, or power forward spot. Now, you know, he's better than Dario Saric. If the Sixers want to say, hey, you know what, we want you to be our stretch four, he's better than Ersan Ilyasova. He's better than Dario Saric. He would be a perfect fit for the Sixers at that position. You know, he really would. Now, again, like I said, he's listed as a small, but he can play both positions. He has unlimited range. The guy can shoot. Right now, he is your prototypical, you know, forward. You know, athletic. But he's likely to land a massive deal. He's really likely to land a massive deal. So it's one of those things where, you know, this past season, he made $15 million a year. You know, the Sixers may have to pay him, outbid him. But I'm telling you, if the Sixers got him, he would be a great option for the team. A great option for the team. You know, I'm not feeling the Serge Ibaka thing. Some people saying go after Serge. I'm sorry, I'm not really feeling it. Pau Gasol, no. I mean, he, you know, no. Dwayne Wade, no. George Hill, nope. Otto Porter, yes. Now, the only problem is Otto Porter is with the Washington Wizards. He's a restricted free agent. The Wizards really love him. I know some people are saying, and people told me, look, man, with the Washington Wizards, he's at best a third option. You know, and if he came to Philly, he was probably still at best be a third option, maybe a second option. Think about that. But at the same time, you know, he would open up things. I mean, he would become the three. He would be the three. He would get a lot of shots. But you got to understand, the reason why I call him the third option is because Embiid is going to get as many shots as he wants. Ben Simmons is going to have the ball in his hands. Porter will be out the three-point line stretching defenses for them. But again, I think it's going to be Embiid's and Simmons' team no matter what. So Otto Porter will fit in perfectly. The only problem is the Washington Wizards will not let him go. What that's going to happen is he's a restricted free agent, meaning they can match any deal that another team gives him. So if I'm Washington, this is what I do. Okay, Brian Colangelo, throw my man a lot of money. Okay. So Brian courts him, throws him some money. Washington just sitting there until the 11th hour before they can, like, match and come back and be like, nah, Otto, we're matching you. And then the Sixers, like, had that money and tied up in Porter. And then next thing you know, other free agents come off the board. So it's kind of tricky right there. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be that team. Because I'm telling you, the Washington Wizards are intent on re-signing this guy. Although he may help them, the Sixers a lot. And, you know, some people may argue like, dang, you're paying John Wall this money. You're paying Bradley Beal all this money. And you don't have this money to give Otto Porter. I'm telling you that the Wizards are intent to keeping this guy. I mean, he means a lot to them moving forward. Okay? Now, Jeff Teague becomes a unrestricted free agent. You know, I think he will help the Sixers. I think the Sixers should have traded for him last year. They decided not to. They were in talks to trade with him. They didn't. You know, we talk about Kyle Lowry, 31. Jeff Teague is 28. You know, we're talking about somebody who can, you know, we need somebody to be a mentor to Ben Simmons for a couple of years. I believe he can do that. You know, it's just a matter of what the Sixers are trying to do. I mean, are they trying to, you know, give up a lot of money or whatever? But I think he would be a great fit. Another great fit would be J.J. Redick. Yep, J.J. Redick comes off the books for the L.A. Clippers this year. He averaged 15 points, 2.2 rebounds. I mean, he's an excellent shooter. I mean, a great three-point shooter and a great locker room guy. I mean, he regressed a little bit this season, you know, with his play. I think that J.J. would be a good fit in Philadelphia. He made $7.3 million this year. You know, he's okay defender, his thing is shooting the ball. And like we talked about Otto, he would open things up. He would open them up from the shooting guard spot. And then it's also continue that trend of, lately, there's been a lot of Duke players coming through here. Gerald Henderson, Jahlil Okafor, Elton Brand, yada, yada. So I think that, you know, he would be a quality addition for the Sixers. But the one thing is, J.J. has been around for a while. And, you know, his agent, Greg Lawrence, may try to use the 76ers to get more money. Like, hey, JJ's thinking about going to the Sixers. And the Clippers are, or another team, like, So when that happens, it's kind of sort of like, okay, they're going to say they're going to go to Sixers. They know that Bryant's going to have a lot of money for them. You know, and then all of a sudden, the other team will like basically say, okay, we'll give you more. So that's the one thing, if I'm Philadelphia, you just want to be a little, you know, fearful of. And then a guy, the Detroit Pistons, restricted free agent, shooting guard, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Again, he's a good guy for the Sixers. I really like him a lot. I think that he's a little kind of sort of under the radar guy. I mean, I know that sounds crazy when a guy's averaging 13.8 points and 3.3 rebounds. But, you know, I really like this guy. You know, when the Sixers play the Pistons, he doesn't seem like a guy who forces things to me. You know, he just goes along the flow of the game, and he's extremely productive. I like his size at 6'5" as a shooting guard. I even liked him when he was in college. He was a really, really athletic guy. He and Ben Simmons have the same agent, Rich Paul. So that's a relationship right there that Brian Colangelo has. You know, now the only problem is he's a restricted free agent. So meaning the Sixers can offer a lucrative deal just like they could do with any other restricted free agent. And like I mentioned before, the Detroit Pistons are going to say, okay, go ahead, Brian. We're going to wait to the last possible minute for us to do it. And voila, here's our offer. And then Kentavious, not our offer, we're going to match it. So then Kentavious can't go anywhere. The thing is, he's going to get the money that he wants, but he can't go anywhere. So that's something that the Sixers have to factor in. Right there are a few free agents that I mentioned, you know, ones that I think the Sixers should go after. You know, guys like Andre Iguodala, he's not coming back here. Derrick Rose, I don't see him coming here. Deion Waiters, man, they had a chance to go after him last year. The guy really wanted to play for Philly. They didn't do it. I mean, he ended up having to take a year salary at $2.8 million and ended up having a career year in Miami. He really helped himself. I mean, I would expect him to stay in Miami this year, sign a deal with them just because he's a great fit there. But, man, you know, I know some people like, no, don't take Deion. Look at it, man. That would have been a great addition. I mean, you know, maybe they didn't, the deal was, you know, they wanted him to sign him to a one-year deal or two-year deal, whatever. Deion wanted more. There were some concerns of his character. Like, I'm here to tell you, I like Deion. I'm a big fan of Deion. You know, I think he's matured. I don't know. I think that's one that if they had to do over again, I think they would take him. But I don't see him leaving. I do not see him leaving Miami. Okay, and last guy I'm going to throw out, because I know a lot of you guys want him back, Ersan Ilyasova. He made $8.4 million last year. The Sixers traded him to the Atlanta Hawks after getting him in a trade earlier in the season. Great fit for the Sixers. The problem is he wants more years. They only wanted to sign him to a one-year deal, so they let him go. I do not see him coming back. I'm sorry. Andy Miller is his agent, you know, a great agent, you know, just like Bill Duffy, Rich Paul, all these guys, and et cetera. I could go on and on. But look, you know, I just don't see it. I don't see it at all. But, hey, I want to tell y'all this. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow to talk some more stuff. But you know, hey, keep up. Tomorrow I want to talk about some of these draft prospects that the guys who could basically end up with the Sixers could get for the third pick. So make sure you listen in, and make sure you check me out on Philly.com this afternoon. I'm going to have another updated story. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.